Book 7. What is evil? It is that which you have often seen. And in the face of any and every occasion, keep this in mind, that it is what you have often seen before. Everywhere, up and down, you will find the same things with which the old histories are filled, those of ancient times and those of our own day. Cities and houses are filled with them, even now. There is nothing new. All things are familiar, all things are short-lived. How can our living principles become deadened unless the mental impressions which correspond to them are extinguished? But it is in your power continuously to fan these thoughts into a flame. I can form for myself the judgment I ought to have of anything that comes to my attention, and if this is so, why am I disturbed? Things external to my mind have no necessary impact upon it at all. Let this be your state of mind, and you stand upright. To recover your life is in your power. Look at things again as you used to look at them, for in this consists the recovery of your life. The idle swank of a parade, plays on the stage, flocks of sheep, herds of cows, mock fighting, a bone thrown to little dogs, bits of bread cast into fish ponds, ants labouring and burden-carrying, frightened little mice running about, puppets pulled by strings. In the midst of all such things, your duty is to show good humour and not a superior air. To understand, however, that every man is worth just so much as the things about which he busies himself are worth. In discourse you must attend to what is said, and in every movement you must observe what is going on. In the latter case you should watch carefully the meaning of what is being said. In the former case, see immediately to what end that movement refers. Is my understanding sufficient for this or not? If it is sufficient, I use it for the work as an instrument given to me by universal nature. But if it is not sufficient, then either I retire from the work and give way to him who is able to do it better, unless there be some reason why I ought not to do so, or I do it as well as I can, taking to help me the man who with the aid of my ruling principle can do what is now fit and useful for the general good. For whatsoever, either by myself or with another, I can do, ought to be directed to this aim only, to that which is useful and well suited to society as a whole. How many, after being celebrated by fame, have been given up to oblivion? And how many who have celebrated the fame of others have long been dead? Be not ashamed to be helped, for it is your business to do your duty like a soldier in the assault on a town. How then, if being lame you cannot mount up on the battlements alone, but with the help of another it is possible? Let not future things disturb you, for you will come to them, if it shall be necessary, having with you the same reason which you now use for present things. All things are implicated with one another, and the bond between them is holy, and there is hardly anything unconnected with any other thing. For things have been coordinated, and they combine to form the same universal order. For there is one universe made up of all things, and one God who pervades all things, and one substance and one law, one common reason in all intelligent animals, and one truth. If indeed there is also one perfection for all such beings, participating in the same reason. Everything material soon disappears in the substance of the whole universe, and everything formal or causal is very soon taken back into universal reason, and the memory of everything is very soon overwhelmed in the passing of time. To the rational animal, an act that is according to nature is also according to reason. Be upright or be made upright. Just as it is with the members of an organic or physical body which are united in a single entity, so it is with rational beings which exist separately, but have been constituted for cooperation in a unified endeavour, and the perception of this will be more apparent to you if you regularly say to yourself, I am a member of a single system that is rational humanity. You could, instead of the word member, say part, that you are a part of that single system of rational humanity, but this would suggest that you do not yet love humanity from your heart. Beneficence does not yet delight you for its own sake. You still do it merely as a matter of duty, and not yet out of a concern for your true welfare. Let external events impinge upon those parts of me that must feel the effects of these events. Those parts which have felt will complain if they choose, but I am not injured unless I think that what has happened is an evil, and it is in my power not to think it an evil. Whatever anyone does or says, I must determine to be good, just as if an emerald, or gold, or the colour purple, were always saying, whatever anyone does or says, I must be emerald, I must keep my colour.